Hey guys, this is PTK here, and this is another episode of Part-Time Rambles. Today we have our friend and co-host, Bruno.
Hey guys, it's Bruno Posey here. What's up?
And my other...
Hey man, what's up?
And today we're going to do a fun podcast. We're just going to talk about a bunch of scenarios. You know, what ifs, what would you do? Hypotheticals, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have fun. And you know, you guys can let us know what you do, post questions on our Twitter and whatever you want for later videos. So I think we're going to start off with murder, guys. Good old murder. So the question is, if your friend committed murder for a good reason, would you turn them in, or would you help them dispose of the body?
Who wants to take it first, man?
If it's for... Okay, I'll go ahead and go. If it's for a good reason, bro, we go and take it. I'm like, hey, you'll get the proper gear and go dump it somewhere far, like, far from where we're at. Probably, I want to say, like, honestly, I would go bury it by a, in the middle of the night, go by a construction site where they're building over the foundation and build it and bury it under the foundation.
Huh. I like that. That's actually not a bad idea. It's like what they did with the Great Wall of China, right? Like, buried people inside the wall. That was the tomb for some people.
Yep. And then while we do that, I have to go hang out with... I'd have to set up a party and then claim out... And then make sure I show up at this party so everyone knows I was at that party the whole night.
Oh, so you want your alibi, too?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. It's not bad. Sheesh. To be honest, it's funny because the hypothetical says, like, there's a good reason. But I honestly want to fight that, but I won't. Because I'll just say, because I can't even imagine what would be a good reason for killing someone besides self-defense. So let's just assume that. I mean, at that point, bro, like, I don't think I have a good plan for disposing of a body. I'm kind of basic. I would probably be like, all right, let's wrap her up, or it, him, they, up. And let's go to, you know, let's drive 5 miles north to the beach somewhere. At the middle of the night, drop that sucker off the cliff and call it a day, you know? Like, I don't know if that's the best way. I'm hoping the ocean just carries it away, but don't the waves always go to the beach? Maybe that isn't the right plan.
I think that unless you're, like, actually going, like, a boat, I think it ends up washing back up.
Yeah, dang it. Yeah, see, like, that's my instinct, though. It's, like, somewhere in the ocean, but you're right. I guess it's not that practical.
You have to weigh it down.
Oh, you're right. Oh, no. What about if you... No, I was going to say, like, what if I chopped it up into a bunch of little pieces and then, like, threw the pieces? The fish would probably eat that, right? Or something.
Yeah, you can do that. And to make sure of it, I would, like, get a bunch of chum and fish bait and soak the body in that to make sure that the sharks come and eat it up.
Yeah, or something. You know, that's my instinct. But, like, I don't know. That's just me.
You could cook it and then eat it and then...
And then I guess that's the ultimate
and
removal.
Serve it somewhere.
Yeah. And then turn the bones to ashes the best you can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like cremation style, right?
And then that's my play.
Yeah, like a pizza oven?
Cremation, not the eating. You know, maybe if I can get a dessert out of it, but I don't know if I want a main course.
Where would you cremate it?
Yeah, where?
Huh?
It's kind of hard to just like...
To find like a crematorium, like a morgue or something to cremate it.
Yes.
But like, it could also burn the body. The biggest thing with burning the body is all I have to do is smash the face. So I have to just cut out the teeth, smash that up so they don't have any.
I just have to do something that I probably was not prepared for.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Basically, my friend's going to owe me like so much.
Biggest favor
after this.
For the rest of
you.
Yeah.
Like, if my friend comes to me, and like you said, if it's a good reason, and they come to me, and they're like, yo, this is what happened, I'm like, all right, just take a deep breath. I need you to pretty much black out and only listen to me for the next 2 hours, and when it's done, forget this day ever happened, because if you say anything about this and ruin this for me, I'm doing the same thing, and I won't speak when it happens to you. Because I'm not going to go to jail for your idiocy.
And what about this, too, though, you guys? Like, don't you have to get rid of, like, I don't know, like, depending on who the person is and how much, like, connections they have, what about, like, getting rid of their, like, footprint? Like, you know, making sure, like, they, you know, like, oh, all of a sudden he just lost contact with his family and no one's at his apartment and all this, you know what I mean? Like, would that be an issue, too, that we have to worry about?
Oh, bro, I wouldn't touch that, bro. I wouldn't touch it, because that always ends wrong, man. Look, yeah? whatever's on that side, I'm actually not connected to. Because however you and that person ended up together and you killed them, you figure that stuff out for yourself. I'm just hoping you get rid of the body, bro, and I'm done.
Yeah, no, true.
Fair enough. Now, for a good reason, we're all in agreement. And then, like Bruno said, he's already hesitant on if there even is a good reason. But what if it's like a gray area? Like it's a manslaughter type thing, but like complete accident. Not even like, oh, they were doing some stupid prank or oh no, like genuine accident. There's no fault. Do you turn them in or?
I think it would be better, right? I mean, they could get, like you said, it would be, what, second degree murder or something where it's unintentional, or I think that's third degree, whatever manslaughter is, you're right. I feel like that would just be better, because once you start to hide it, like you said, now you're in, like, really dark territory. But you're right, it is kind of like a balancing act, because, like, you don't want that guy to go to jail over something that was a mistake. It's tough. Yeah, it's tough.
Wait. We're doing a bad reason now, right?
No, it's a manslaughter. So it's a neutral reason, basically.
Yeah, neutral. Like, more like, yeah.
Like, to the point where even the person that died would be like, ah, fuck, you went to jail for this. Yeah.
I know.
GG, hard of the cards.
Are you saying, if we still dispose of the body?
Do you dispose of the body, or do you turn him in?
If I honestly thought that, like, the person that was killed was like, yeah, that was an accident, like, then, like, yeah, I'd help him dispose of the body. Cause even,
yeah, I guess you're right. Now you have a point. Like,
but it's kind of like...
But you have to make that call. It's not like you genuinely know that.
No, I know. You know what I mean? I know.
Okay.
It'd be like, I'd have to see, like, how bad of it. Like, if it's an accident based on stupidity, I'd be like, bro, turn yourself in, bro. I don't even know why you came to me. Bro.
Yeah.
That's on you. And, like, people won't understand, but just at least you're not going for first. If you try to hide it, that's different.
I know. It's going to look worse. Now it's going to look like you really were guilty, you know, of, like, malicious intent. That's what I'm worried about, yeah.
So, like, I don't know, man. It's kind of wild.
So I think what I would do is I would talk to him and be like, all right, you got to turn yourself in, blah, blah, blah. And then I would go move the body and set up for its disposal. And then on the next day, when we're supposed to turn ourselves in or turn him in, we'll walk up. And if he seems like he's going through with it, I'll be like, all right, let's go. We're going to get rid of this. Because then I know that it was actually remorseful. But if we're walking up and he's like, nah, man, I can't do this, I'm like, ah, you're done. Getting in there. I know where the body is.
It's over. I like that. Keep him honest, in a sense.
Because the guilt will go through that night. And the guilt of walking up there that morning, hopefully, will be torment enough. And then the nightmares they'll have, hopefully we'll fix the rest of that.
Yeah, I like that.
You're trying to trick him to turn himself in?
I'm trying to, in the sense, just to make sure that they're actually being honest about their intentions. Because if their intention is to not, you know, if they come up to me and ask for help to dispose the body, and then I'm like, I tell them, and we agree that the proper function is for him to turn himself in, you know? Because as you said, if we turn, to turn yourself in is what really shows and promotes the non-guilt. Then once they've proven that point to me, that like they're willing to take those and willing to go to jail for this, then I'll be like, okay, I'll help you. But if they, because I move the body, if like I find out they either don't show up or like they fucking try to, they try to dispose of the body themselves, then I'll be like, yeah, now I have to turn you in. Like, now you gave me a reason, because now you're even lying to me, and now this even shows like you're guilty.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, to be honest.
So I guess that's it for the neutral. Do we want to do a bad for a bad reason?
I mean, if it was a, for a bad reason, I think I would not. If it's the homie, I still don't want to turn them in, but
we'll do distinction. Best friend, like people you consider your closest friend, and then a person that's just a friend.
Okay, and so I could take this. So the person that's just a friend, they just killed somebody, and I'd be like, yeah, bro, yeah, I got you. And I'd be on a down low. I'd get the police to come over, get him, and he'd be like, "Oh, you traitor!" And I'm like, "Bro, hey, homies, I don't fucking know you. Get the hell out of my house."
There you go. Yeah. Hey,
oh, now trickery's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's different, bro. It's a regular guy, bro.
Just ain't no homie.
But if you're a best friend, like, and it's like, okay, if you come to me and you're my best friend, and you did something, like, I guess it depends on like the bad reason. If I think the bad reason, it was like, if it's like if the bad reason also includes him being like, in my eyes, disgusting, I could see myself turning them in, like, you know. But if
yeah, I think I know what you mean. But yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
But if I don't see it as disgusting, just dumb, I'd probably be like, okay, fine, bro, I got you. But like, the fact that you brought me into this, like, you could have just not said anything to me, dealt with the issue, and you're like, whatever happens, happens, bro. But you told me, and like, you're putting my life in a spot, and you know this is wrong, so like, I'd probably cut them off after.
Like, yeah, just fuck it at that point. Yeah, yeah. Do last one, last favor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess for some people would be like, at that point, but why? And it's like, because I still care about the homie. I just couldn't. If you're doing that stuff, I don't want to ever have to deal with something like that
again. Yeah, no, never again. Yeah. It's not worth it.
Any of you guys can go and take the, you know, the friend and the best friend.
Yeah, that's, okay. So for the friend, pretty much the same answer. I wouldn't help them out. I definitely would just turn them in, be like, yeah, you're screwed. For the best friend, again, very similar answer. It does depend on the bad reason and what it was for. Like, them beating up, getting into a fight, and then killing somebody. It's like, oh, it can go either way. Versus like, oh no, I just wanted to kill this person. I'd be like, oh, okay. I just want to call the police. So that's where even. Yeah. it really would depend on where their desires lie and what occurred.
Yeah, like I think you guys really hit it on the head, because I like that distinction. I didn't even think of that, like how vile the crime was, I guess you could say, how vile the murder was. Like, was it like, I mean, if it was the wrong reason, you know, maybe if it was something stupid, like he just got angry or something, I'd be like, okay, this guy's, especially if, like, if it was the best friend. Because like, I think we all agree, if it was just a friend, I'm throwing him under a bus. I'm sorry, boss. I don't want to deal with this. You're just a casual. it was a dumb reason. Stupid casual, and then like even the worst kind of casual, because you're killing people for dumb reasons. Like, seriously, dog, come on. But if it was the homie and it was really like vile crime, like he did some malicious ass shit, I think, unfortunately, like you said, like I would have to be like, well, calibrate this relationship. Is it really worth it? And I don't. And I think if it's really that vile, it's not worth it, man. Like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, you're a menace to society. Yeah. Fuck. Like, I don't know if I can trust you. You know.
Not gonna lie, dude. The fact that you mentioned like it's something vile, I might not call the police. Like as a friend, like as that closeness and that like responsibility, like me realizing like I was this close to you and like you
never did it to me.
you never did it to me, but like you did this, my brain would go, I have to take care of this problem now. Like it's not even worth trying to call the police or anything. I might just be like, all right, you know what happens now. Like I have to kill you. I have to trade it. Think about it. Okay, see, this is if the friend comes to you and is like, "Yo, bro, I was walking, man, and this girl, she just looks so cute, bro. She just looks so cute, bro." Yeah. I see, now.
But that's what I was saying as disgusting. But my problem with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I also don't want to go to jail. Like,
This is what's nice. Not, I shouldn't say nice, but like kind of the side bonus of like, because they committed that vile act, like your response to it and your cleaning up of that will make it like fine. You know what I mean? Like,
two wrongs make a right.
What do you mean? If the police see it.
That's not how the police see it, but like, think about it like this. This person, the police are looking for somebody. They just got murdered. Oh my gosh, all of a sudden this guy's missing? He's probably the murderer. Nobody has to worry about it because they can't find him.
They're going to keep looking for him, though. You know what I mean?
But why? If they think he committed the crime, they think he's on the run. They think he's out of the state by now. What are they going to look for?
Yeah.
And if you hide the body well enough, there's nothing, like, even if they go try to talk to his family and they're like, oh, it hasn't contacted you, like, they're going to really just think, dang, this guy booked. Mm-hmm. And then you already have the actual suspect is already,
there. Closed the hatch, so to speak.
And you already have an alibi for hers because you were doing something before your friend called you, you know what I mean? And you just go back to whatever your alibi was.
As long as you hope your friend was smart enough to not get caught anywhere or be seen anywhere on his way to your house. I mean.
True. And then they'll be like, but this is what's awesome. You know, he can't refute anything you say. So if you want to set him up as the bad guy, you can. You could be like, he told me something happened and he had to go.
Yeah.
Like, what more are they going to ask from that? You're just the last person that saw him, and they can't find him. The biggest thing is you have to figure out is your disposal of them. If that's all it depends on. If you leave no evidence, there's no reason for them to suspect you.
Yeah.
Because of the vileness of their crime. Because that's the biggest component, I think.
We go from what would we do with a friend murder to, you know, just murdering.
Serial murder?
Is it like serial murder, like an itch, or like the one like
what?
Spree, and then he doesn't really kill anymore, you know? Or is it like, nah, man?
Impulse.
Oof,
gross, man. That's the worst. You don't need those people. I've had enough Night Stalkers and Ed Geins and whatever these other fucking serial killers. Ugh. Chills.
So, do you guys want to hit one of the other scenarios?
Yes, let's do it.
Do you guys have any ones that you guys want to do? Or other than that, I'm just going to go on one of the ones that we thought were most interesting.
Yeah, first. Go on next in the list. I think it was good. Let me see again.
I'm not going off that list. Like, I have it in a different order on mine.
No, the other. Yeah. Do that other. Okay. I don't know which order you have it on, but the one we.
Here's the next one. If you were in a confined space for an extended time with your partner and another couple, and the member of the opposite sex to your partner mercilessly flirted with your partner constantly, what would you do?
Oh, man. I'd be so annoyed. Jesus Christ. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'd probably be annoyed unless I'm really cool with that person. But even then, it's like, dude, are you okay? Like, do you want to have a foursome? Like, what's going on here? Are you trying to, like, wife swap? What's going on, you know? Like, I would just need to get to the bottom of it. Like, because if he's just doing it for himself, you know, just because he wants to get off my girl, I mean, I get it. My girl's fine. That's why I'm with her. But, like, have some respect or, like, can you talk, like, man to man or, you know what I mean? Wait, and you're saying it's the opposite. So it's the same sex as me because it's the opposite of my partner, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, just making sure I understood the dynamic.
Well, I guess that's not necessarily, I mean,
yeah, because I know not, I could be gay but, or, yeah,
yeah,
I know what
yeah,
you mean.
But yeah, yeah, that's what, how they phrased it.
So it's the guy talking to my girl, not yeah, their girl yeah, talking yeah, to my girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. They're mercilessly flirting.
Yeah.
Is my girl flirting back?
No, it's just him.
It's just him.
So just even worse.
Continually. Okay. Yeah. No, I would just be like, excuse me. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Is there, do you have a problem? Is there a reason you have to keep talking? Like, do you not, does your girl not love you enough?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for real.
I just have to check them. Like, honestly, like, I think that's what it comes down to. Like, yeah, they say you're in a confined space. First of all, he's doing that in front of his girl. So I'd be like, I'm surprised.
I know, that's disrespectful. Yeah, exactly. She has no respect for herself.
Then you're doing it in front of me. And if you're making my girl feel uncomfortable, I'm like,
oof.
I'll just be like, hey, bro, like, stop. Like, whatever you're doing, stop. And that's it. Like, that's all we have to do. I'm like, this is all we need to talk. Hey, I don't know what you're doing, but it's cut it out. And if they keep going, I'm going to fight them. Because
yeah,
that's it. Like, I don't know what, I mean, this
kind of. Yeah, what other outcome could there be, right? Like, that's how I kind of see it, too. It's like, if it doesn't stop, you know, I guess I have to put him in his place or, you know.
I think I would just start talking to his girl. I wouldn't even flirt with her. I would just look at her and be like, "Oh, okay? Do you always take your monkey out of the house? Like, I hope he's not like this with you at home. Like, just like totally do that shit." So he's like, "What the fuck?" Because I would want to like check them, and I always get that. But me being a big guy and you know being darker, I can't be an aggressor. Because as soon as I try to do anything, it becomes like, oh, no, he was doing blah, nah, nah, nah. So to avoid that situation, it's literally, I'll just be as condescending as fuck until you have no choice but to put your hands up and throw something. And then I can check you as much as I want.
Yeah, fair enough. I forget that you guys have to play strategic anger and aggression.
It's
in America. And maybe around the world, because I don't know why, like everywhere you go.
I'm taking advantage of this confined space and
the confined space.
Yeah, true.
Who's gonna tell?
I mean, who else is there? Yeah, who else?
Girlfriend, he was literally basically cheating on her in front of her eyes.
I know.
Hey, you don't know, man. She could be crazy, bro. She could have had a fetish with it.
Yeah, exactly. He's a cuckold. Maybe she's a cuckold. This guy. Fair enough. No, respect. Actually, respect. No discrimination here.
Hey.
If they're both, if she's being toxic, basically being toxic at that point, she's accepting it, she's encouraging it, she gets turned off by it or turned on by it, and they go, okay, maybe there's something wrong with this couple, bro. I gotta check both of them real quick.
As someone who believes in equality, I will equally beat both of you.
I like that. So I guess we all agree on that one.
Pretty funny. I honestly thought this would go for it, but as I went to the question, I was just like, kind of just like, what else do you want, dude? What are you doing?
Like, what am I going to be like a cuckold and just let him like flirt with my girl and take her away or what?
There's some people that would do that.
There's some people that wouldn't say
that. But none of us.
Crazy. They would just let it happen until it's over.
The type of question someone asked to like, no, like, they're like, okay. Like, next time you have a
question. Who's the weak one in the group or something or what?
You bitch or not. You bitch or not. What's up?
I don't even like fighting, but like I guess I would have to. Like I said, if it keeps going, like I'm just like fuck it at this point, and it's worth it at that point because it's like now I have reason. Because most of the time I can kind of talk myself out of like being aggressive to someone because I'm like, you know what, they're crazy or they're stupid, you know. But if it's like a confined space, like you said, there's nowhere to go. Yeah.
Exactly. Honestly, like, I just think it comes down to like, it's affecting another person that you care about.
Yeah, that's true too. It's just different.
Me, I'm like, bro, whatever. Exactly. All right. It, oh, yeah. What it is.
Okay.
I don't care. Exactly. What but if it's like good someone point. Else, I'm like, ah. All right.
Yeah.
But I think we hit that one. Here's another one. If you were stuck with the person you hate the most in a room and you would only be able to come out when you are friends, would you try to be nice to them or ignore them and be mean to them? Now, I'm going to add that so this was not a part of the question. But we had a little talk about this before. But let me add on to it. That person is the person who is mercilessly flirting with your girlfriend.
Oh, I like that.
That and you beat him up. That you fought him and dealt with him. You have to be
friends. How do you be? Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a mission. How do you be friends with that piece of shit? You can go ahead. Sorry, still thinking.
I won't take your time. You can start. You can start.
I'm going to be honest, that makes it a little bit easier for me.
Yeah?
Only because, yeah, because now, you know, if it was somebody that we were, that I just, like, hate, and we already started off on this weird level, there was no aggression or fighting, right? So yeah. I can't just randomly just start beating them up and be like, let's be friends. But now that it's already this asshole that I've established they're an asshole, we've established that he's an asshole in front of his girlfriend, and now I'm stuck in this room with him again. And I'm like, oh, we only get out of this room if we become friends. So honestly, you have two options. I can beat your ass for the remainder of the time, and I'll be happy either way. Or we can figure out how we can become friends right now, and you can stop all the bullshit.
Yeah, for real.
Whereas the other person, I don't have that luxury. I can't just start off with, I'm just going to kick your ass until
we're friends. Yeah, true. I can see. I know what you mean. Context.
I feel like there has to be some arbitrary, like someone else is like, okay, you're friends. I don't think it's like you guys both saying we're friends now.
I see what you mean.
I don't think you can beat him into him saying you're getting
friendship.
This is what I think. I think if it was a female, I would have a lot there. I wouldn't be as easy. But because they're a male, I think they just break easier. There's just I'm not even saying that I'll sit there and literally like beat them. And I'm not even just beating them to be like, okay, say we're friends now. I'm literally mm-hmm. gonna be like, we can talk out how we can become friends, and we can talk out the issues that you have, but if you want to like be disruptive and impede that progress, I'm going to start breaking one of your fingers.
Yeah.
And then we can start over again. Because be a point, it's this weird thing. It's just with males and the fact that we're animals as well, where because you're establishing an alpha complex and because you're using pain to literally ramp up the speed of establishing the alpha complex, they're going to decide to be a beta at some point because they also know what their option is. Like, yeah, you're like, oh, you can't just get them to say it, but there's going to be a part of them that's going to truly believe it because their brain's idea of survival is,
yeah,
oh, I better just be this guy's friend. That's all he's asking me to be anyways. Why am I being a dick?
Yeah, it's so much easier than like getting all your fingers broken or your face smashed. Like why choose when you just be like,
I imagine
just have both.
Outcome, though, as like you guys leaving and then you guys hanging out like normally after. Like
I mean, I guess that's fine. I don't
know if that happens if you break man's fingers like in Tokyo Ghoul, bro.
I think it does. I think we hang out. I think it's normal for me. I think it's normal for me. I think he feels more awkward than anything. Yeah, but we're still friends. It counts.
At first, I thought you were going with the point that it was easier because you guys already fought. Because I could see with guys, after you fought already, it's been like, okay, we already
fought. Yeah, it's usually the tension's gone, yeah.
But what you're saying...
I understand that point, too. No, I understand that point as well, but that's what I'm saying. If they refute, like, if we don't already get to that point, you know, if we come into that box and he's still like, bro, but your girl was fine, then it's like, okay, I thought.
It's not my fault she was looking cute over her.
Like, yeah, like, if that's, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's some dumbass like that, where, like, that's the choice. If it's somebody where I can, we're already there, that's where I think it's weird. If you're saying you're already camaraderie after the kicking their ass, then like you already don't really hate them.
Yeah,
you're already getting that
past it.
But I definitely can see that connection. But that's what's great. If that connection doesn't happen, then I just go back to kicking their ass until that connection. This is funny. You're saying, oh, yeah, because you beat their ass. And, yeah, it's the same connection. It's just the, you know, the longer version.
Part two. Extended. Yeah. Right,
if it doesn't work the first time, beat again.
Let's pass it to Bruno. He hasn't given his answer.
I mean, I don't know, bro. That's a tough one. Like you said, the... I mean, I like the strategy that is being implemented by Tyen. I think it makes sense. I don't know what other strategy I would have. I mean, if it's that same asshole, I feel like I can be pretty reasonable and I'm very open to discussion. It just depends like how fucked up this guy is, because if like he's unreasonable and like that ridiculous, I don't know if there's any way I can like bridge that connection to be friendly with him at all. But I will give it an honest try, because to be honest, I would not be the one to just sit in the room and be passive aggressive and like suffer in the room with this guy I hate. You know, like that's basically the alternative, right? That's mm-hmm. what the hypothetical says. Like, yeah, that's not worth it. So I would just do everything in my power, I guess. Hopefully he can be reasoned with through words. But, you know, at least Tyen kind of brought it up. If words don't work at first, you know, sticks and stones, as I like to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, I would just give it the best shot I possibly could.
I mean, I think that's the only thing we can do, man. I can't honestly imagine, like, this happening.
Yeah, it's a hard hypothetical to think of.
Interesting answers. I could say that much. Here's another one. Do you believe that people of the opposite sex can be the best of friends? Who wants to start this one?
I can start, I guess. Fuck it. Yeah, I mean, especially if, you know, LGBTQ, right? It doesn't have to be, it's, I guess it would be easier, like, if, you know, they don't have there's no sexual interest amongst you two. I feel like it'd be significantly easier. Assuming that they're straight now, I think it's possible. It's just
very unlikely.
It just culturally, it becomes kind of like also kind of unacceptable, right? I was married and I had a female best friend. It just looks wrong, you know, like I feel like it would make certain members of my family uncomfortable, whether it be my actual wife, you know, or my family members, you know, like they would look down on it. So that's the only thing that I would say about that. But otherwise, I think it's possible, just not practical or likely.
Okay. I actually have a very strong opinion on this. I want this to be real. I want it to be a thing. But mm-hmm. in all honesty, this really can't be... best of friends, like the best of friends with the opposite sex, I think is only really possible if they're like married or dating to your friend, or like you said, not even interested in like you. Because here's what happens, right? And people like to think like, oh, you're best of friend, blah blah. You know why so many people think they're friend zoned? It's because they're so close. And they got one of the people got interested, and the other person's just never going to be. And mm-hmm. that friendship changes after that dynamic happens.
Yeah,
after it comes out, you're not the best of friends anymore. And then there's the other thing of like, okay, maybe you don't get quote unquote friend zone's not a thing, but maybe you don't get quote unquote friend zoned. Okay. Now it's like, okay, you guys were doing stuff. Like, as best of friends. So, like, you're a little more than friends, but, like, you're not dating. And then what happens is, but you guys don't actually want to date. Start dating someone else. And now your dynamic has to change. And that dynamic mm-hmm. hurts the friendship, because now you guys can't do those things. And I'm not even saying they have to be necessarily, like, sexual things that you guys were doing. Even though you were doing, that has to stop. But now there's other things that you guys were doing that you guys were fine with that you can't do because of the past relationship, and the person wouldn't be happy. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, I don't really think it's, I mean, I haven't even really seen it ever.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything like that. So That's why. Like, the only time I see it is, like I said, they're like married to one of your friends, so there's
that
doesn't matter. Or
I definitely agree with both of you on a lot of points. People, I think it can happen. I think it's definitely rare, and I think it's rare for a lot of those reasons. Society's a big part of it, and then whenever these friends interact, one of them's not interested and the other gets awkward about it. And I think a huge part of it is the emphasis on sex, because that's, for whatever reason in our society, that is a huge, huge point of like relationship and change and intimacy for people. And like, if you go, like, not that it's not an intimate thing, but if you go to like France, you know, the fact of sex changing your relationship so much that like you can't be intimate with your loved one or interact with them anymore in the same way is not necessarily the same. Like, I don't know if it's necessarily a complete cultural practice, but there's definitely people in France, a lot of people in France that have mistresses where their wives are okay with them having a mistress. So like being good friends with somebody and having sex with somebody and then sex ruining a relationship is not so much as in America, where we're just like, oh, we were close, oh, we didn't have sex. And then because we have a social practice of like
monogamy.
Of men being like, oh, you know, we want sex. And then for whatever reason, sex also gives you power. So when you don't have sex, you feel like you've lost power and like this interest. And like, I can even complain of it too. I'm like, that's not the word. Even I have this feeling too. I don't act on it, but I still have the feeling of when that sex is gone, my body's like, oh, what am I fucking supposed to do? I'm like, okay, relax. Like, you're still in a moment and you can still live your life. But a lot of times people will just be like, oh, okay, well, now I'm not going to do so much. And now the girl feels weird or the guy feels weird because they're like, why isn't this person doing so much anymore? I thought we were friends. And then they're like, oh, I guess we're not as close friends. But it's like, you used sex as like a component of you being closer friends instead of just being closer friends.
See, but I think I think the problem with that, you saying that the culture perspective, I agree. Okay, so like it's probably different depending on the nations and
the norms.
But I think we also have to talk about the definition of a best friend, because I think like when this question is being asked. Like, I think you're already not best friends if you're in sexual relations. Because, like, even like you said, they have a bunch of mistresses. Like, that's not the same as, like, you're still
the best friend.
Best friend at that point. Regardless of what you want to call it. I'm not saying you can't be
sexual partner
and do that, but you're going past you're going past what the norm of a best friend relationship is considered.
It's like if we started fucking each other.
Yeah. We'd still just be best friends.
I know, we'd just be friends. True, I guess.
We'd be best friends.
Yeah, well, we'd be better than best
friends. I'm just saying, if you were to tell someone, hey, this is my best friend, and then...
That's not what comes to mind.
Yeah, like, yeah. So, like...
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So, I think it's different when you put it in that. Like, if we were talking about... It's adjacent to the conversation, I feel like.
Yeah, interesting.
But I think that's the argument of what you or a person determines as a best friend, which also changes drastically on your culture, because what a friend is changes on culture. To me, I interpreted the question as like the maintenance of another relationship that's higher than a normal friendship. It doesn't matter necessarily what it is. Like the fact that you can hold someone as a best friend or a mistress while still having the same close relationship with your wife, I thought, or your significant other, I thought was more the argument. No, do you get what I'm saying?
I mean,
I think
your definition of best friend is on the minority. I would take the the one that's more common, because it's not like I see what you're saying, but I would say like how mm-hmm. many people really are
I will let me re-explain. I think I know what you're saying now. What I'm saying is the focus on sex is what draws away from the best friend aspect, because I'm not saying they should become mistresses. What I'm saying is if two friends are close and then there's that sexual tension, if there was less emphasis and less societal pressure and ideas about sex and focus on that, when that awkward tension happens, they just move past it and can actually become best friends. Whether they do have sex or don't have sex, like whatever their choice is, it plays less of a role as to actually affecting their friendship and then making them not best friends. Does that make sense?
And I agree with what you're saying. I'm just saying that that conversation becomes changing the perspective of how that works rather than the actual question and the premise of the question. Because the question is talking about current perspective and current terms is what I'm saying.
But I think there's other... Yeah, but I think there's cultures that already think like that. And I think it's a societal issue on our part, not a functional change of the question.
I guess the real question... I guess if we're going to take it there, I guess what is the... What is more common then, globally?
I see what you're saying. You're saying that my definition or concept is so in the minority.
I don't
that
know.
It's
I'm just saying
okay that it might be though.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't even think of it. That's a good point,
because I guess polygamy is more popular across globally than, because I mean
I think so, yeah, surprisingly. Yeah,
but I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean,
but would you really call polygamous relationships a best friendship? Like, it would just be, you know,
that's
a sexual relationship.
Yeah,
But that's what's funny, is that depends on how you define it.
Yeah.
That's why it's weird. It's
but
interesting.
I think that's why they talk about the opposite sex, because this is not a problem if with typical same-sex...
Same-sex relationship. Yeah. Friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not relationships.
But do you think it's not a problem because of the fact that there's no sexual tension you have to deal with?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I feel like, is that not more of an argument of people's inability to deal with sexual tension than the inability to actually attain best friendship? Because if that's the only, that's what I'm saying, if that's literally what we think is pretty much the only obstacle, then to me it's like, oh, then people can't be adults.
Yeah, exactly. No, I do.
I don't think it's the only thing. I just think that it comes, okay, for a lot of
people, baggage.
I think for a lot of people, like, it's not like, sure, you had sex with them, but there's more to it than like, oh, you just had sex with them. A lot of people, when you have sex with them, they're vulnerable. They might tell you their deepest, darkest secrets. There's other stuff, like there's a whole lot of stuff that comes that makes you closer, that like they might not do, like, would you, and then like when that's taken away, like, you can't do the same stuff. Like, you know, some, like, let's say you had a best friend and you used to comfort them, and the way you comfort them wouldn't be inappropriate, would not be appropriate after you got in a relationship. I guess that would go away if you had if it was polygamous relationships, so then they wouldn't care. Like, the person you're confined to would not care.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that doesn't work when you're in a monogamous relationship. And I think that when the dynamic changes like that, it's not just the sex, but it's also like, oh, why can't you do this like this? Well, because this person would look at me. I can't. Because, and then, you know, there would just be, it wouldn't be a big issue, and they would still would be close friends. I think what I'm arguing,
it just changes. Guess, you're saying it drops the quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it dropped in closeness in a sense. I know what you mean. I can't see what you're saying. At least, I don't know. Huh.
I still think it's an inability to deal with that change rather than that change being like, I don't think it changed so much to the point that like you can't deal with it. Like, no matter what, when this happens, you cannot overcome this obstacle because I think those pressures and like our societal function, how things have been so ingrained, make like pretty much exacerbate that idea so much that it feels like a reality, as opposed to, like, if you really think about it, those changes happen in normal relationships too. You don't feel it as much because there's, your girl will still be jealous, because if you got married to somebody and then you can't hang out with your homie as much. Imagine if you're hanging out every week, or you wanted to drink and go do this. You still have to change your lifestyle to change with theirs, because at the end of the day, your relationship's always going to be a compromise.
Right.
You're always going to have to choose somebody over the other one. That's what it comes down to. I feel like a lot of the times the people are like, oh, well, so are you going to choose your homie or your girl in this situation? And that's where you have to ask yourself if you're going to still retain a best friend. And then in that situation, if I'm married a girl and then I'm best friends with a girl, and I have a situation that I would choose that other girl for instead of my girl, I don't see myself doing that for any reason. And certainly not because we had sex.
Checkmate atheists. Interesting.
There's nothing. Like, you're correct, but it's just the problem is reality. You know what I'm saying? Because you're just not able, especially when you get a significant, like, I'm guessing when people ask this question, they're also like that's what they're asking. Like, basically, like, can they stay the best of friends and under all circumstances? And when that person gains another significant other, in all reality, that person goes on and has a family. You have less time. You can't be there for the other person like they want you to, like you are when you're a best friend. Especially when dynamics, like typical dynamic best friendships between the opposite sex, involve them being able to be like within the same perimeter of each other, close. But then you end up being far away. You can't do that. You guys grow apart. Whereas that doesn't really happen too much with same sex friendships. They stay in contact. I'm just not saying you don't stay in contact, but the way some females want attention with that their best friend and want to be able to go do things with their best friend, and they're not able to do those things, sometimes that's what happens. It's not the, oh, we can't have sex anymore, but it's also like, okay, well, now you're far and you can't talk to me like this when I need to talk to you. You're not able to come hang out with me. You're not able to, and it's just that, and it's like little decisions like that where I think when the dynamic changes, that's what I'm saying. But and then this is also just like, and again, I guess I can only take from my own experience, but and maybe that's not fair, but that's what I'm going to do. Whatever.
Yeah.
No, that's totally fair.
It's the only thing we can. Yeah.
But it's not like a thing I see. A lot of my best friends that were girls are not my best friends anymore, for a lot of the reasons I talked about. It's just a hard thing to do. Even people that I start before, I used to do this thing before I got into a relationship with someone. I'd be like, promise me we'd stay friends after we break up.
That's
not realistic. It is not. It doesn't work. Because after, we stopped talking. And I was even like, yo, what happened? I don't want to do it anymore. And I mean, maybe that's because of some of the ways the breakups happened, but like,
sometimes.
Like, it's just like, it's not a, that's not something that happens. And I'm like, I guess maybe, okay, well, maybe you ruined it when you started dating them. Well, that's not where the question is, can you be best of friends? You were best of friends before you started dating, and then after, you couldn't be. The dynamic changed. It's just like, I just don't think, I'm not saying it's impossible. It's around. It's a thing. It's just very unlikely.
Yeah.
For it to stick around for an extended amount of time.
No, I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still think a huge part of that is tied to the sexual maturity aspect. Because I do agree. I think you're saying because the girls are apart and they can't do those certain things. But I also feel like a lot of guys are not as motivated to do those things because they also know that sex is no longer part of the equation.
Yeah, there's some immature guys like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's true, but we're not diagnosing the problem. We're answering the question.
Oh, you're saying, okay, you're saying like personally, you're saying like personally. Okay. Well, personally, I think I would be able to do it then. And I have females that I'm still friends with, but like, as far as me putting effort into being a best friend, I don't necessarily put effort into being a best friend in general, but mainly, and I will say, mainly that my best friendships have been ruined because of male concepts, because they'll be like, well, my boyfriend feels weird that I'm talking to you and my boyfriend, and that they put the pressure on it because they're worried that I'm going to
ruin their relationship.
That's what I'm talking about. You could do it, but when it actually happens in reality, it gets ruined because of stuff like that. And I'm not saying that's not a problem, and I'm not saying that it should be that way. I'm just saying that's why I think I'm more on the side of leaning no, because shit like that happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I like this. It's very interesting. I never really thought of it that way, but you're right. Because like Tyan said, I feel like I have girls that I'm friends with, and I don't have intentions of sleeping with or anything, unless they want to. I mean, whatever, I'll take it. But like, I'm not like, it's not.
Yeah, we're guys. That's gonna happen.
Yeah. It's not a pressure though. Like, I'm not like, oh, I can't wait for the day when she says yes. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. It's whatever. I think she's a funny girl. Like, literally, she just makes me laugh. So I'm like, yeah, whatever, like, you know, cool. But you're right. Like, if a male, if they start dating someone, I bet it's going to change. You know, like, I am expecting that, I guess. And I've accepted that. And I never really thought about it, but I guess you're right. It's just the relationship. I don't know if it's a male thing. I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, is it a male concept? I don't know how to describe it. But
I will say, because I'm going to do a quick sidebar, because I said the because we're guys thing. Mm-hmm. Because what I also mean by that is, like, literally because we're males. When it comes down to sex and sex drive, can women have a high sex drive? Of course. Are men going to have a high sex drive? Yes, always. Why? Because we literally just have sperm so that we can ejaculate quickly. It takes nothing, like, it does not take that much effort to make a male ejaculate. So and because we just keep refilling with sperm, you know what I mean, you're gonna have that sex drive, like, genetically. That's that's why when you said that, like, well, you know, if she's down, like, most men are going to be like that, because there's nothing that prevents you. For females, there's a huge reason not to have a high sex drive. Why? Selective. If you get pregnant, well, one, you're down for 9 months now. Now you have to hope that your mate was good and can protect you for freaking nine months. Then take care of that child afterwards. You also have to worry about, like, actually being damaged and everything else that has to go with that, like, your selection becomes a lot more a lot smaller. So, like, yes, of course, female can have a high sex drive, but they have to find a male who's willing to compensate said sex drive, which is going to be hard if a female takes 30 minutes to ejaculate and a male takes like a minute,
1 minute, 10 seconds, man. That's my record.
So then because of that, I think that also plays into why males become so immature, and it's a lot harder for them to overcome the boundaries of that sexual drive, because they have to balance, oh, the fact that I feel this way all of the time instead of just in certain moments. It's like, no, every day for the rest of your life, you are going to feel this way. If someone is beautiful or you are really attracted to this person in this moment, you are going to feel this way. That's just how life's going to be. And a lot of people can't deal with that. They go, oh, no, I feel this way. This means it's love. This means it's something. Yeah. No, it's your body. The you're going to feel that way.
Biology, dog. You're overthinking it.
So then they trip. They're like, oh, I feel this way while I'm around my girl. So he's going to feel that way when she's around her. And if he feels that way, he's going to do exactly. No, because I'm mature and I understand that. This is not what we're going to do. Your girl's also a human being, and she can make her own decisions.
But that's what I'm.
So, sorry.
No. I was just gonna say, because when I was talking about, like, I don't know if it's a guy issue. I kind of meant like the protectiveness, like you said, like, oh, I don't want my girl talking to other guys, you know. And I and it makes, you know, it makes, like, I kind of get it, you know. I honestly I'm a little, I feel like I'm an outlier, because I'm kind of apathetic. I'm like, I let my girl do what she wants because I trust her, one. And two, if she cheats on me, then she wasn't a quality woman. And then three, like, I just don't care. I mean, unless I really like love the girl, like if she was Billie Eilish or something, and I was like, you know, I'd be devastated without her. Then yeah, I guess I would care. But like, I don't know. I always see like I feel like there's always a better opportunity out there. So I guess maybe it's just my mental framework that allows me to be comfortable. But like you, like I'm saying, I'm like, I don't know. Like I can see why guys get, you know, defensive or jealous or whatever you want to call it. Like worried about that sort of thing. And like you said, that's what tends to be a pressure against like women having a friendship, a male friendship outside of their male relationship or, you know, love interest.
Yeah. So to actually answer the question, Tyrell, I'm sorry for that long ass sidebar.
You good? But,
I do agree with you. It is harder and a lot rarer to happen in the society and stuff like that. But I do think it is something that can happen and shouldn't be as rare if people are more emotionally mature about those things, especially when it comes down to things like sex and like trusting that you're, because I agree with Bruno on that one 100%. I'm the type of person that just trusts her not to. And if she goes and cheats, it's like, okay, and this is over.
A piece of shit.
Like it. you already knew that wasn't the play, so
yeah.
Guess that's it.
Well, guys, you have your answer. You can, but it's not gonna happen.
I know. Yeah, exactly. TLDR.
If you a weak ass fool.
Yeah.
All right. You can hit. What is this next question? Would you, this might be a quick one. Would you rather live in jail your whole life or die? You know, I'll go ahead and I'll say it. I'd rather die.
Really?
Take me out of the ball game, bro.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm a suffer in prison, right? Like,
what's the point, bro? What's the point? Like, I can't do anything. I'm in jail for life. Like, I can't do anything.
You know, more girls, no more. You know, fuck.
Just kill me, bro. If I'm going to be in there for my whole life, I'm going to spend my whole life trying to escape.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
But, like, might as well just die.
Is there no chance of... I would rather just stay in there and try to escape.
Bro, now you're on the run forever. You can't even live your life.
Yeah. I live a whole new life. Job, like, I'm a whole new man.
You'd have to start wholesaling.
You'd have to leave country. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Rebuild. Yes. Lead a cartel. Yes. I mean, hotel.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me because I'm just so much on like the I want to live. But you're right. Like, what's the point of living if it's, I mean, I'm not going to assume like in prison, I'm going to be completely tortured every day. I mean, some days I'm pretty sure I'm going to get jumped or, you know, I'm going to look at someone the wrong way and then fucking have to deal with some bullshit, maybe get stabbed or shanked a few times. Hopefully not drop the soap and shit like that, you know, like, so like, I know what you mean. Like, I feel like there's a lot of baggage and negative shit I'm gonna have to deal with. So like, what's the point? Especially if it's for life, like you said, like, and then we're assuming, I'm gonna assume like I don't escape. There's no option for escape. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, what could you do that's worthwhile that while you're in prison? Like, could you write a book maybe? I don't know. Would they even let you? I don't know.
You're talking about American prison, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah, you can just chill. You can go on the internet. You can go... Yeah, you can go on the internet. You get 3 meals a day. You can work out. I know.
That's what I'm saying, like...
prison you're in, bro. Some of those prisons are bad. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I'm scared. Like, what if it's one of those...
I would argue that prisons outside the states are actually better. Like,
what do I get to go to prison for?
Oh, that is insane. Yeah, it doesn't... You just said, what would you rather, though? Like, of the two circumstances?
If I'm not a pedophile, so that's already a plus.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm
going
to prison, and then all I have to do is just smooch with the guards. Because, yeah, there's a lot of guards that don't like prisoners, but there's also a lot of guards that don't care if you're not a shit person.
Exactly. So
I can just smooch it up, slowly move my way up, get moved to a nice fucking prison, chill out at that nice fucking prison. They're like, hey, what are you in here for? It was this or die.
Petty crime, yeah.
Nice. Like, eventually I can work my way out and fucking escape and have a cushy ass living. Yeah. Fucking, what is this? Shawshank Redemption, that bitch.
Yeah,
bro.
Shawshank Redemption, that bitch.
Yeah, I might have to go through a couple fights, a couple soap dropping scenes, but
fuck.
I'll live. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's my instinct too. I would lean on that side. Like, I don't want to die, man. I don't know.
Okay, guys. We have a couple options ahead of us. Our hour is almost up. But do we want to do... There's two more questions, and I think the last... I've been saving the best one for last. So we can go, like, you know, 30 minutes.
Let's do the best one.
Let's just finish on the...
Oh, you're saying to do both of them?
You said let's just finish on the best, the last one, Bruno?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my vote. All
right. So, you are given two options. One is for the entire world to be united. The other is for it to be separated by continent but have no contact. Which do you choose? Take into consideration how the populace would react and how it would happen.
So you're talking about physically united, not metaphorically united.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like ideologically or whatever you want to call it.
But if you separate, you can't. There's no contact no matter what.
But that seems so much easier then. I mean, that's just my instinct. I don't know.
What, to separate?
Yeah, separate, because unfortunately, I feel like the human illness of racism and all these other isms we have, heterosexism, you know, all that bullshit, whatever you want to call it, sexism, like, that's just such a hard uphill battle to fight. It's like, if you can just separate people into their neat little boxes that they desperately want so bad, the white fountain and the black fountain, whatever the fuck they want, their fantasy land where, you know, everything's perfectly separated by race, I think it would just be the easier, like, cop out. And then, like you said, if there's no contact, like, let the people forget that other races even exist, or whatever you want to call it, or nations, whatever the separation we want to draw there, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But yeah.
Because it does say take into consideration how the populace would react. And I'm like, your initial choice would probably make a lot of people angry. But I guess once it goes through and you have no contact, there's nothing they could do.
So yeah, like, what are they going to do? Like, yeah. Just deal with, like, oh, I'm only with whites now. What a world. Howdy, neighbor. And then, you know, whatever.
I mean, do you get to choose who's on which place? Or just that the places are separated?
I mean, it doesn't say. But it says, well, it asks how and how would it happen. So he's
So how would it happen? You're right. That is add a little weirdness to it.
Honestly, like, some people might think that's crazy, but, like,
no,
honestly,
man.
Like, that's probably, like, the way to go, because, like, even if it initially seems racist, it's like, okay, but now everyone is separated, and, like, there'd be no, like you said, it'd be pretty hard to be racist when there's no contact with any other race and it's just you. Like, it's just, there's no, it would solve a lot of issues.
Yeah, it would take care of your race issue off the bat.
So...
it won't take care of the socioeconomic imbalance and all the other bullshit, but it'll take care of the race one.
I mean, it might, depending on the cultures that go along with those races.
Yeah, maybe. I think a lot of people that have racist ideology really just have an elitist complex. And they hide that complex behind whatever the strongest ideology works for them. And I think race was a major power play. So for me, I would combine them, because that separation, I think, would work at first. But then I think they'll just start separating again and use a different function than race, because people are people. So then you'd get the same issue, which you could overcome again, and you don't have to deal with, like, the institution of racism, so you'd still be able to solve things quicker in that aspect. And then you just have a bunch of separate nations. I would just bring all those bitches together, because then everyone will be together, and now we have no issue of transport anymore, because the oceans were the biggest fucking issue. And now that we're all together, we're about to have one big ass fight. We can't nuke because we're all on the same land.
Exactly.
So all our nukes are about to be disarmed, and we're about to fight this fucking shit out. And then we're going to revamp it.
We would die. I think if we united, everyone would just die.
killed. I don't think it ever did die, because I get to choose how we'll start out, right? So I'm picking who I'm loading up, and I'm picking how we're about to fucking march all over these people and just unite everybody.
You sound a little excited there, buddy.
Because it's all on one land, so it makes it a lot easier to control and then separating everyone back. Because it's like the idea of communism and the idea of actually like helping everyone and uniting is so much harder, I think, because of the distance. And I think that's what this question is mainly asking. Do you think it's genuinely just the distance of people because they can't get to each other, or do you think it's like, I guess it's just a question of communication. So if you locked them in cages or locked them in one big cage together or separate cages, would they eventually unite regardless? And I think eventually you will unite in some way, whether it looks like America or this. Mm-hmm. I think either way you answer the question, you end up uniting it because you find out that it's a communication issue. Because we're on the same land, it might suck, but like having separate nations is harder when I don't have to fucking take 12 boats to get to you, when I can fucking just take one Hummer and fucking a bunch of weapons.
I think the other benefit is the speeding of the process of everyone becoming mixed, because that's
already that'll be hot. Mm-hmm. Can't wait for the orgy, man. Sheesh.
Mm-hmm. And my race issue is gone. Like, what race are you? Oh, I'm...
I don't know. I'm my mom was Asian. My dad was black. My grandpa was white. Yeah.
I guess that's why it's a hypothetical, but I was just like, how is there no contact? I'm like...
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, does everyone just stagnate and then we just can't, like... But whatever.
Just assume, like, travel. We don't know how to get to the place. Like, we're all on our own, maybe Bermuda Triangle, or is... Yeah, leave.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't really make sense in like a physical way, but you know, whatever. Science or magic, let's say.
Oh, it would be hard agriculture wise. You're locked on whatever freaking.
I know, like plane that would be a bitch.
Oh my god, dude. Certain stuff you wouldn't be able to eat, dude. Oh my god.
I know.
You'd be stuck forever.
Whatever you have, there's no.
No more imports.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh no.
Wait, no, that the world sucks, dude. Yeah, put it on.
Yeah, some places have no internet and won't for a long time. Even longer.
Right.
Yeah. Because that's also what's nice. If I bring everything together, all the technologies and stuff
are still together. Our world would be more or less the same. Just the relationship of everyone would be different. And like you said, mm-hmm. the travel would be significantly improved, I would imagine.
Okay, guys. It's been an hour of part-time rambles, season 2, episode 2. We are all going to head out for the night. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Peace.
Peace.
Have a good night.